This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, discussing Taiwan. The threats are not implicit. They're explicit. Warplanes, warships, amphibious landings on the other side of the Taiwan Strait, the U.S. sending warships through the Taiwan Strait in answer. And yet, according to the ABC report most recently, Beijing continues to press for what they call, quote, peaceful reunification, but have not ruled out the use of military force. Mary, your measure of the American people, are they educated to understand that there may very well be a day? Tyrants tend to say what they're going to do, not speculate. They say what they're going to do. They're talking to their own people as well as their adversaries. Comes the day that the invasion force is launched, does the U.S. answer the call, or do we accommodate in a fashion similar to what happened in Donbass and Crimea in 2014?
I would never underestimate the intelligence of the American people, first of all. Just because you're sitting in Iowa or South Florida, where I'm from, or upstate New York, it doesn't mean that you're not aware of what's going on. It may not be relevant to your daily life. Maybe you're not paying attention right now, but certainly I think Communist China and the threat it poses to the free world and our way of life has been made very clear over the last several years. That being said, the United States has a history of being a sleeping giant. It takes a lot to rouse our nation into conflict. Whether that was the delay of getting into World War II, which took years and didn't happen until we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, or the war on terror, which had been going on again for many, many years. The World Trade Center, recall, was attacked years before with a truck bomb in the basement before 9/11 happened. So they were targeting us. And it may well be true that it takes something to directly impact the United States in a kinetic way to awaken us yet again. I hope that's not true. I think it could be said that we are already in a cyber war with China on a daily basis. They've already taken the personally identifiable information of tens of thousands of government workers and, you know, hacked many of our institutions. They've sent people here to infiltrate some of our companies, our universities, our community groups through things like their friendship organizations and just outright propaganda organizations, the Committee of 100, for instance. So the conflict is here. It's just not something that you see as a kinetic thing where people are losing their lives. Although the pandemic is a great example of that, because that wouldn't have happened without the Chinese action and the gain of function research in the Wuhan lab. And yet we're still not demanding reparations from China or consequences for China for killing those millions of people and tanking our global economy. It's going to take something bigger, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Breaking news out of Asia in these last days. China tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile in August that circled the globe before speeding towards its target. Mary, that is meant to intimidate us. Does it work?
Well, we won't know that until, God forbid, the day comes if we ever have to engage in a shooting war with them. I hope we never get to that day.
We have now a conflict that is in rhetoric only, but the conflict is real. Your measure, we have less than a minute, your measure right now, do the American people need to know more about this conflict and what the risks are, Mary? Is there enough information?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely they do. They need to hear more about what General Secretary Xi Jinping says to his own people. That's very rarely reported here in the United States, but you can get a hold of it through the propaganda organs. It's up on the internet. We need to hear more about the other attempts at intimidation. For instance, the Indian Army just caught Chinese incursion. About 200 troops from China were detained by Indian soldiers after crossing into India's sovereign territory from Tibet. We need to hear more about their intimidation of shipping vessels and our vessels in international waterways. We need to hear more about what they're doing to undermine international institutions. There's an enormous amount more that we need to know. And frankly, John, we need to know more. We need a real investigation into where this Wuhan virus, how this happened, because we need to make sure that this never, ever happens again.
Mary Kissel, Siemens Incorporated, former senior advisor, Secretary of State. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.